Artif.
Is this Ruben?
This is he.
Hey, Ruben. My name's Tom Martin. I'm calling from Laser Mazers.
Hey, Tom. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, just wanted to make sure you got all the paperwork and information you needed from my partner.
Is that Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just waiting to hear from the customer.
Okay, perfect. So you let him know that you had everything as well?
Yeah, I mean, basically our conversation focused on that we're not on this program. We really can't get pre-funding done. You know, I'm here to hopefully solve a problem, but I obviously don't represent the client or work for you guys, so there's only limited power that I have. So I talked to Rick and I said, hey, look, can you guys, in order for the deal to get done with us, the customer is going to have to give you guys any necessary deposit. And I think what he said you guys could do was like 25 or 30%. And then, so I told the client, I said, hey, reach out to the vendor, confirm this, and if it works, we can get you documents out. But I haven't heard back since then.
Okay, I'll call him today.
I spoke to Rick about this, and I think because we were just waiting to hear from the client, so I'm not really sure exactly what's going on.
Okay, well, I'll give him a call today and just follow up, and we can work out a lower down payment if that's what we have to do.
Well, yeah, that's what I said. I said, hey, look, with this program you've been approved for, and I don't really go into it. I say, hey, look, the credit department makes a decision. They check on credit. I don't share credit information. I don't kind of get into that. I said, it is what it is. Here you go. I also told the client, like, hey, I can keep fighting this, or this is something that I think might be worked. It's really, I'd love to get the deal done, but it's really in your guys' hands because I can't control the deposit thing, and I also can't.
Yeah, I understand. We've worked with, you know, the lease-to-own companies before, and, you know, I understand you can do what you can do, and we'll work with them what we need to get this done. So.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, let me know. I mean, I'm ready to rock and roll once the customer's ready to rock and roll. Really nice guy. I don't want to push anyone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and basically, I just don't want him to feel like because he can't come up with the 30% that he's out a lot.
No, I think he was cool with that, but I wasn't sure. Ultimately, like, I can't make a customer decide on the equipment. You guys are approved as a supplier. You're just not approved on this program for what's called pre-funding, which is payment before shipment and delivery.
Okay.
But yeah, Rick's been a pleasure to deal with. I've also spoken with his wife. I mean, I'm here to help. Let me know. I'd like to get it done.
All right. Sounds great.
Thanks for your call, Mark. It's Tom, right?
Yep, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Bye-bye.